is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Well, Tom, what led to the sell-off in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, it seemed to be more than anything technical. Now, maybe you can tie some of it in with the end-of-the-month type trading also, but we really didn't have any fresh news. We're still waiting around to see what kind of cash trade we've got going on in our feed yards. We saw another session of box beef prices being lowered today as we saw choice down over $4 and selects down over $3 today. The cattle kill came in at 115,000 head today, but when you get past that, there was no other big fresh news out there. As we saw today, our June cattle closed $1.17 lower. August live cattle down $1.47. August feeders were down $2. October feeders closed $1.22 lower. And July lean hogs down $1.17.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
And Tom, what continues to drive the wheat market lower?
I think more than anything technical, I think you've got some people out there that believe that rain makes grain, but we have passed that point in the wheat market where rain is causing a lot of problems. Today is a fourth out of the past five sessions of double-digit losses in Kansas City wheat. The corn market today saw a little bit of negativeness come out of the EPA announcement of ethanol mandates. We also saw the EPA announcement for biofuels friendly for the soybean oil today, and we saw at the end of the day only the soybean complex finding any positive closes. On the close, July KC wheat down 11.5, September KC down 12.25, July Chicago wheat up 11.75. Both July and December corn closed 2 cents lower. July soybeans are up 8 cents. November beans up 3.75, with July cotton 2 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.